With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. President Trump plans to award Charlie Kirk with the nation's highest civilian honor.
A day after the assassination of conservative grassroots leader Charlie Kirk, the president announced he will be posthumously awarding him the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
Charlie was a giant of his generation, a champion of liberty, and an inspiration to millions and millions of people.
The 31-year-old Kirk was a major Christian conservative influencer and played a significant role in the Trump presidential campaigns. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump is calling for all NATO countries to stop buying Russian oil. Correspondent Donna Warder reports.
President Donald Trump says on his social media site that he believes the Russian-Ukraine war would end if all NATO countries stopped buying oil from Russia and placed tariffs on China of 50% to 100% for its purchases of Russian petroleum. Trump says that NATO's commitment to winning the war, quote, has been far less than 100%, end quote, and that the purchase of Russian oil by some members of the alliance is shocking. NATO member Turkey has been the third largest buyer of Russian oil since 2023, according to the Center for Research on Energy and Clean Air. Hungary and Slovakia also buy oil from Russia. I'm Donna Warder.
A judge on Friday released a heavily redacted document used to justify a recent search of the Maryland home of John Bolton.
Bolton was national security advisor for 17 months during the first Trump administration. The judge says revealing more could harm a criminal investigation. The FBI's search warrant affidavit says there was probable cause to believe classified information and national defense information were at Bolton's home. Bolton has not been charged with a crime. His lawyer says Bolton possessed nothing more than ordinary records. Bolton has criticized President Donald Trump's approach to foreign policy and government leading up to and during his second.
This is SRN News. The NRB is coming to Washington.
Officials with the National Religious Broadcasters are establishing an office on Capitol Hill. NRB CEO Troy Miller says, quote, "This is more than a new office. It is a permanent presence for Christian communication in Washington. Our new headquarters ensures that Christian media will continue to have a seat at the table for generations to come." Evangelicals are strong supporters of President Trump, and some Christian ministries are expanding their presence in Washington. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The New Orleans Archdiocese has agreed to a $230 million proposed settlement for survivors of sexual abuse by Catholic priests. The agreement paves the way for a final resolution to years-long negotiations amid a series of similar settlements by the Catholic Church. The New Orleans Archdiocese has filed for bankruptcy in May 2020 rather than handle each abuse claim separately. This is SRN News. Fans of Jane Austen are celebrating the 250th anniversary of the beloved author's birth and costumed balls and themed events.
This weekend, thousands of Austen devotees from all over the world are descending on Bath, England for a 10-day festival celebrating the author of Pride and Prejudice and Sense and Sensibility. The highlight is a Regency-costumed promenade expected to draw some 2,000 people. The popularity of Bridgerton has renewed interest in all things Regency and drawn in a new generation of fans. Many Janeites say they got huge enjoyment in making Austen's words and imageries come to life by making their own period dress and immersing themselves in historical dances. Keith Peters, Washington.
More details at srnnews.com.